Thank you, Brother Steve. We appreciate so very much your being here with us today. Those of you that are visiting, welcome. We invite you to come back and be with us at every opportunity that you have. Matt, you did a good job in reading, and I just sat there and just about cried to think about all the people that are in Texas and Louisiana, and now in Florida, different places, and we have a visitor today from there. Debbie's got a relative with us this morning. She came up to be with Debbie and them during this storm. When I think about people that have lost everything physically, and they're my brothers and my sisters in the Lord, they're children of God whose houses no longer even exist, and those precious memories, pictures, think of that. Pictures of all the kids and grandma and grandpa. All those little precious things that mean so much to you. Suddenly you had to walk out the door. You had to close it behind you. You had to leave. And for many, never, ever see that place again. When brothers in Christ suffer, anybody that suffers, but particularly our own brethren in the Lord, surely that gets to the depth of our being. When the Apostle Paul is writing in Romans 15 about the collection for the poor saints, people who were belonging to God, who needed just food. And we have people like that today. When Paul is writing to the Corinthian brethren about Macedonia and Achaia and wanting them to remember as they make up their contribution for those who are saints of God to help them in a time of great need. Elders, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. That you're so willing and wanting to spur all of us on to do what we can individually and hopefully collectively to share with our own brethren in the Lord at a time that they're in need. And one thing that hit me when Matt was reading that letter, that a lot of them haven't worked for a week or more and no paycheck. Where are they? Many in shelters. And as our brother has written, there is those people in the congregation and they don't have anything left except their hope in the Lord. And I know this church, I know you well enough that everybody who can, that you're going to help. And I believe the congregation as a whole will respond. Tonight, I had planned on something else to speak on, but I've changed my mind, and I called the elders this morning, told them I want to have a prayer meeting with you tonight. I want us to talk about prayer and all of us to pray, and we urge you to come back if you can. Because one thing our brethren need everywhere, and one thing we need, and that is to be people of prayer, calling upon God. I want this morning for just a few minutes to talk to you about an occasion that we already read as Buzz read to us about our Lord Jesus Christ who came to this earth and He accomplished the will of God and now He's about ready to leave. The ascension of Jesus Christ. As I was studying last week about this, I couldn't help but be reminded of the fact, wow, what a privilege it must have been for Peter, James, and John and all of those who belong to the Lord to be standing there and to be with Jesus And Jesus, the Son of God, has been talking with them. He has said several things to them, and now it's time for Him to leave them. Now it's time for Him to ascend back to the Father. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke tells us in Luke 24, when He had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, He lifted up His hands and He blessed them. Wow! The Son of God, the Son of the living God, the Son that is alive forevermore, the Jesus that you and I know about. He's blessing His disciples, and while He was blessing them, He left them and was taken up into heaven. And then they worshiped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple praising God. The Bible tells us in Mark 16, verse 19, and so then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, He uttered words to them. He spoke to them. He was standing with them. This Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, He was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And after saying this, He was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see Him. A cloud overshadowed Him. He's taken up from them. They're gazing up into that cloud that Jesus now, who had been just standing right there with them, now as they see Him go up, the cloud overshadows them. And when He had spoken these things, and we're going to talk about that for a moment, while they looked at Him, He was taken up and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven?" The same Jesus, you can't see Him now, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him into heaven. Notice what the Bible says in Acts 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, lover of God, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which He was taken up. After that, He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He's been with them now after His crucifixion and after He'd risen from the dead. He'd been with them. He'd been speaking with them. He'd been teaching them. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, "Ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye should be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." When they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, "Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And He said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." He's been speaking. They've been listening. And when He had spoken these things, after all has been said, now the Bible tells us, while they beheld. I couldn't help as I was preparing this sermon to think what it must have been like to be there. Standing. Wow, wouldn't it have been something to see Him? Wouldn't it have been something to hear Him? Wouldn't it have been something to know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was with these people? And now then, the Son of God. Now, He's being what? He's ascending. He's leaving them. They see Him. And while they beheld, His disciples He was taken up in the cloud, received him out of their sight. He was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God. Mark 16:9. Look at these other passages. In Hebrews 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Where is he? He's passed. Passed into where? Into the heavens. The Bible says, Jesus, the Son of God, we have the high priest. Let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews 4:14. Hebrews 1:3. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, what did He do? He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Do you believe that? Of course we do. Why God said it? What happened? The Son of God, now these disciples are watching Him. And where is He going? He's going to heaven. What's He going to do when He gets to heaven? He's going to take His rightful place and sits down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Ascended. Did He do it? Yes. What did they see? They saw Him. And the Bible says, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up. They're gazing, they're looking, and they're just seeing. And a tremendous sight. Well, remember what Jesus had told them on one occasion? In John 6:62, what an if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before. And they're seeing that. The disciples of the Lord. When the Bible talks about His being ascended back to the right hand or up to heaven, the Bible speaks of the glory which He now receives, which He deserves for what He's done for you and for me. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was made known to manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on the world, and received up into glory. Where'd He go? The right hand of God. John tells us in John 3:13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, where Jesus says, but He that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is now in heaven. And these disciples were able to behold. Luke tells us, and He led them out as far as Bethany. He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Look what Peter says in 1 Peter 3:22. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. We know where He is. We know who He is. Where is He? He's at the right hand of God. Who? Jesus, our Master, our Lord. He is alive. He is real. And we want everybody, everywhere, to know Him and be a follower of Him. The Bible says angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto them. There were two men that stood by. I don't know who they were. I was looking up at some of the commentaries and someone said it had to be Moses and Elijah. No, I don't know. I know these two men who were dressed in white. These two men where the Bible says spoke to these disciples who had experienced something that I tell you what, even though we weren't there, someday we're going to experience His coming again. These two men make it very clear to the disciples. And they say to them, those of you which also, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? In Ephesians 4, wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first in the lower parts of the earth? He's accomplished all that. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that He might fill all in all. Why stand you gazing in heaven? Because He's accomplished. And now it's something for you to do. You know, Stephen, one of the things that Stephen saw, he'd been persecuted. Now he's dying for Christ. In Acts chapter 7, The Bible tells us, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfastly into heaven. I don't understand all of that, but I understand this. He saw something that was outstanding. He was able, as the Bible says, as he gazed into heaven and he saw the glory of God and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Where is he, Jesus? He's in heaven. What is he doing at this occasion? The first one to die for Christ. Now, Jesus stands up at the right hand of God. Wow. This same Jesus, these two men told them, which is taken up from you into heaven. I want to tell you something, friends. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you need to read this. You need to really do some serious consideration of it. Because these men now make known to the disciples that the same Jesus who was here that you saw that go into heaven, God will not send another representative, but he will send this same Jesus. Isn't that tremendous? We didn't see him go up, but we sure want to be among those that see him when he comes back. Because the Bible says, this same Jesus who was taken up into heaven, he shall so come as you see it, as he has gone into heaven. In John 14, verse 28, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus made that statement. It's true. In Matthew 26, verse 64, Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. There was a cloud that overshadowed them, and that cloud removed their sight from him. But he's coming back. Look what he says. That when he comes back, he'll be coming in the clouds of heaven above. His great ascension from this earth. Upon this earth he walked. Upon this earth he was with his disciples. But from this earth he was received back to God the Father in heaven above. Wow. Last Friday, while Ann was at the ladies' Bible class, I dropped her off over there and I decided I'd go by and see Price McNabb. Boy, he was in a good mood. Glad to see him. Right across the street is the cemetery. So I had some time and I went over to the cemetery. You know, we've lost some great brethren and sisters in the Lord. I got to see a bunch of their graves. I'd go by there and stand and remember the days when they were here. Read on their tombstones beautiful thoughts. And remember there were those days that they were sitting in at O'Neill. But now they're gone. Died in the Lord. So many of them. Looking forward to what? Someday. When those graves shall open up. Boy, there are thousands of them. And I thought for a little while, I want to write down a few things that I found on the tombstones. One was, Precious Lord, take my hand. Another one, gone, but not forgotten. Another one, love always. And then there was one that said, Forever in our hearts. It broke our hearts to lose you, but you did not go alone, for part of us went with you the day God called you home. Gone home. God, what's he going to do? And one said, our angel, meaning that when this girl was born, gave the date. She was our angel. At 27 years of age, She had died. And they said, now, she's God's angel. Colossians 3, 23 and 24. On one of the tombs. One that really touched me. Our family chain is broken. And I started to think about my family. And some of you about yours. How the death does break. Break that wonderful relationship we have here. Our family chain is broken. Nothing seems the same. But as God calls us one by one, the link shall join again. As God does what calls us one by one, we are truly leaving this old world, and every one of us has an appointment with God. No wonder then when you talk about the ascension of Jesus, you thank God that He indeed is now the right hand of God, making intercession for His people. Well, that means, in conclusion, you and I have a job. Young people, I'm begging you today to enlist, to begin to really share with others the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Go ye in all the world. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. The greatest work that you can do, young people, middle age, grandmas and grandpas, is to share the gospel with others. What did those two men that were dressed in white apparel say to these disciples? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Now you've got a job. Now you've got work. It's time for all of us to remember what they were told. Because we have that responsibility to carry the gospel to others. Discipline disciples. Teach them. Teach them what they were taught. No wonder Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Where is He today at the right hand of God? What is He telling us as members of the Church of the Lord to do? Disciple the nations. What is He telling the church as its work? It's to be concerned about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Will we do it? I wasn't there that day when Jesus literally ascended back to God the Father. But I want you to know that I believe, and I believe you do too, that He did. That He's there now. And He's calling upon all that O'Neill. He's calling upon all of His people everywhere to be busy getting people prepared, getting them ready. Because those two men said, He shall come as He's gone into heaven. This same Jesus. And that's why, my friend, it's now or never. It's now for you and I. Do everything we can to help others, to teach them, and to live right. So that day when Jesus shall come again, that we may hear Him say to us, well done, good and faithful servants. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. If you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, won't you become one? Ah, Jesus died for you. Are you a Christian but you haven't lived right? can't go to heaven that way. Jesus wants you to be with Him. If you're subject anyway to His invitation, won't you come and obey it while together we stand in